careful, Lou will get jealous.
Hey, sweetheart.
How glad you are here
today. I'm glad to see you. My friend.
Yes, yes.
I'm so lucky to have a good friend. Is this coming off? They all do. It tells time, but I don't have it turned on. I don't know where I even got it, but everywhere that I went, I saw it. And I thought, I probably ought to put this on. This is good.
Thank you.
morning. Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So if you turn to the first page of your bulletin, there'll be announcements. Y'all can look at them. But a big one today, everybody's welcome to after service. We'll have food. Everybody's welcome to come and just join after service. So, and also on March 20th, they're at the Market Boulevard, Golden Corral, at 1 p.m. All are welcome to also eat there on Thursday. And if there's no other announcements, please turn to page 125 in your hymn and guide me, O thou great Jehovah. And that's the first one. Thank y'all. Page 127.
Please stand if you're able. Let us pray. God of all generations and God of eternity, we thank you for your grace and mercy that you chose us from all people, from all generations, not because of our merits, but because of only your grace to be your children. We come before you to worship you and adore you, O God. Help us to grow in your love towards you and others when we come before you, O God. We come before you with grateful heart, full of thanksgiving, with all the blessings that you shower upon us. We thank you for the good health and strength that you have given us in our bodies to come here today. We thank you for another day that you have given us to live in this world, to get up this morning to see the sunlight. Yes. Every day is a gift from you, O God, to live in this world not just for ourselves, but to be a blessing here in this world. Yes. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Bless us here today, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. With all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, Lord, we bless you, we adore you. Help us, Lord, to lift up your name in our singing, in our prayers we make, in the meditation of the word, and the singing, and all the things that we do here today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name, and blessing to your people. We ask this in your Son's name, who came into this world to redeem us with his suffering, in his body and in his death, and in his resurrection, so that we can come before you and call you Father, and share eternity with you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit, we adore you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It is our greeting time now. If you can, get up and greet each other in Christian love.
And the reason is, last week we didn't do it justice, especially after what Yoli said. This was her choice. And she said that when I'm feeling down, I may paraphrase, I may not say exactly, but when I'm feeling down or a little lonely, I remember what a friend we have in Jesus. So that's why we're going to do it again. So please stand, follow Lisa, she'll follow the piano.
Okay.
Thank you.
please remain standing as we read the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9. It's on page 830.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom the Lord has redeemed from trouble, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wandered in the desert wastes, finding no way to a city in which to dwell.
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them.
Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, who delivered them from their distress,
and led them by a straight way, till they reached a city in which they dwell.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind.
For the Lord satisfies those who are thirsty, and fills the hungry with good things.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Thank you, Ivy, for doing all of these things, especially doing the announcements and welcoming. One day I would like him for thinking about having to preach here in this church. And this church probably is for him to be a preacher.
Yes.
I'm praying for that, for him to go to seminary and becoming a preacher. Let us pray for that. Who knows? God has plans for that. I wanted to go over the announcement that one of the things that the cooking class, there's a volunteer for us for March 8th at 10 a.m. And also, today we have lunch after service. Please join for that. And next Sunday, we'll have Holy Communion. Next Sunday, March 2nd. We also take our donations over the website. Please use that. The website was down for a couple of Sundays, so whoever has missed it, it is back up. Now, please use that facility. One thing about our donations, I was going through to prepare our budget for next year. I'm preparing that. One thing I noticed that our utilities bills have gone up so much. I don't know if you have noticed that probably for your home bills, electricity bill, electricity rates have almost 50% gone up for everybody. So I called the electric company, see if we can get a break on our charges. They said no. Because they haven't raised electricity rates for the last 4 years. Because of the fuel, I didn't know electricity was connected to gas, gasoline. Because they use gasoline at the back to generate electricity, so they are related. They told me, interestingly, tell your congregation if they haven't donated, they are still giving at the rate 4 years ago, ask them to consider revising their donation from 4 years ago to revise them to consider to increase more, because we haven't raised our rates 4 years ago. So that's what they told me anyway. If you haven't increased your donations from 4 years ago, start considering it to increase from 4 years ago to more now. So please do that, because we have utility bills went up to about 25% to 30% that we have to pay. So when I looked at it, our utility bills really went up so much. So I will prepare that budget, and in the next couple of weeks, I'll be ready to present it. I was really surprised how much it went up. So please pray about that also. Those are the things, and also I'm working with the Association of Independent Methodist Church to start looking for a new pastor. At least in the next couple of years, we'll have a young pastor. I'm looking for somebody like a bilingual pastor, somebody who's young with some outlook and a mission for multicultural ministry that we can train and groom to work in this community. So that is what I'm looking for, to work and train them. While I'm here, we can work with that pastor to do that. So that also adds to our budget to with that ministry. So please pray about that kind of vision. We can work together and train somebody like that. So we have so many things in my vision, so please pray for me also so that we can grow together with the Hispanic ministry and grow together. Coming back to our prayer time, please turn with me to the back of the bulletin in the box listed there. Those are our prayer requests. Pray for these people and these items.
Pastor, I was going to have an update. Unfortunately, Wes passed away. So Wes and Tiffany, Wes passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't make it. So it's a pray for them.
Just for prayer for the
family
of
Wes. Yeah, and then
okay. So Wes passed away. So pray for the family. So keep Sean and Amy Conley.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
have an update on them.
Okay. And Saroj is better.
It's okay. She's
we can,
okay.
We can take off?
Yes.
Okay.
And keep Jerry on there. He fell, broke his shoulder, and is in assisted living right now.
Rich?
A friend of mine from college.
Jerry.
Jerry.
Oh.
Jerry. He's in Michigan, right?
Boston.
Boston. Oh. Do you want me to keep him in the list? Or
no, he's
good. Okay. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all of those who are serving behind the scenes on a daily basis. Pray for our country, leaders, president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. Pray for world leaders. Also all the churches in this community and around the world, missionaries and pastors. Anybody else have any special prayer requests? And I had shared my health issues, and I had some tests done on my heart, and everything came out normal. And I have some more tests next week for my lungs, and they are doing a brain scan for me. I think I really needed it. Hopefully everything should be fine. And Wayne is having some tests next week, or is it next week? So please pray for Wayne and me. Anybody else have anything going on? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll go to God in prayer together. Thank you. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how he will not also give us everything that we need? Gracious and loving Father, we come before you as children. Your loving children before a loving Father. We come before you not because of our merits, but trusting in your mercies, Lord. Because you listen to our prayers when we come before with our open hearts. We thank you for every blessing that you give us, Lord, even when we don't deserve them. We thank you for everything that you give us, the good health and strength that we have in our bodies. The many blessings that you give us every day, the food we eat, the houses we live in, the cars we drive, the jobs that we have. Everything is from you and you alone, and we thank you for that. God, we come before you with our burdens and concerns also. Many of us need healing in our bodies. We are broken in many different ways. Sometimes we don't know what is wrong with our bodies, and the doctors can't even figure it out. But you are the creator and the maker of our life and bodies, and you know what is wrong with us. We trust in your healing, and you can heal us. You are the great physician. Lord, we come before you for our healing. We trust our dear ones in your hands. Lord, we pray for healing for our dear ones, especially the ones that we name. We thank you for the continued healing for our dear ones, especially Jean McBrayer and Carol and Grace and Harry, Claudia. We especially pray for Jerry and George, Richard Jones, and all those who are looking for your healing hand, Sean and Amy Conway, and all those who are looking for healing. Touch them with your healing hand, O God. We trust in your promise that when the people who are united in faith come together and unite in faith and look up to you and pray for their sick ones, you will answer their prayers and heal the sick ones. We also pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We pray for peace in their families and for their grieving time, at their grieving time, for their for your presence in their families, Lord. We pray for those who are affected by various disasters, especially the victims of fire in the West. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us on a daily basis. We pray for safety for them and their families. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who are serving us. Bless them with your grace and wisdom, so that, and they make decisions that will be good for our country and the people. We also pray for world leaders, and they make decisions also that they will fear God and bring peace to this world. We pray for our church, all the churches in this community and the world. They will also make decisions that will be good for the world and bring peace. We pray that you will bless this church as we look forward to the future, that you will guide us, O God, that this church will be a beacon of light of Christ in this community, to shine your light, to serve the people who need you. And we look forward to the future, to guide us, Lord, to bring the right person to lead this church in the future. We pray that you will help us to worship you together, Lord, to meditate on your word, to touch each and every one of us here, Lord, to fill us with your power. And also we pray for the fellowship that we have after the service, and bless the food and help us to celebrate the love together. And as we go from this place, to be empowered with the power of your spirit so that we can be your witnesses wherever you place us, Lord. We thank you again for your presence in our midst. Help us, Lord, to lift up your name in all the things that we do here today. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Scripture says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Heavenly Father of lights. Loving Heavenly Father, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything that we are, everything that we need. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today. And we pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Remember all of them in your love and bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So remain standing. We'll read the scripture now. Scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise for special spiritual blessings in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before your word, open our hearts and minds so that we can see the mystery behind the word. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message and illumine our souls. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your word so that we can obey the Spirit and walk according to your word every day of our lives. Bless us with your presence here today as we go from this place, that we will be empowered with the power of your word, that we will be living witnesses for you in every walk of our life. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are in the Epiphany season in a couple of more Sundays, and we'll be heading towards the Lent season in next couple of Sundays. After that, we will start Lent and heading towards Easter. Time is flying very fast. So I wanted to start a study of our scripture and our faith from the New Testament, the book of Paul. Paul wrote several books in the New Testament, and some of them he wrote from while he was a prisoner in Rome, waiting for his sentencing. And finally, the history says that he was sentenced to death, and when Emperor Nero was ruling, he was executed and beheaded in 67 AD while he was in prison there. But he wrote four letters while he was a prisoner in Rome, and those four letters are Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, and then another letter called Philemon also he wrote. Those four letters are the letters called the prison letters. He wrote from the prison. The first three letters that I said, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, were written to churches. And Philemon was a letter written to a person. And while he was in the prison, he met another prisoner called Onesimus, Onesimus was a prisoner there because he stole somebody's money. And he was a slave, ran away from his master. And he was caught and sent to Rome in a prison. His name was Onesimus. And his master was, his name was Philemon. And Onesimus was a slave. And he ended up in prison, and that's where Paul was a prisoner too. They met in prison and they became friends. And that's how they met. And he asked Onesimus what happened. He said, my master was Philemon. And Philemon was a Jew. And Paul was a Jew. And Paul wrote this letter to Philemon saying that Onesimus is in prison with me, but you need to forgive him. And he wrote that letter to Philemon, and you need to go, and it's a very small book, but he talks about the love of Christ, how to forgive a runaway slave who stole his money, but you need to take him back as a brother in Christ. And And slavery was there too at that time. So slavery was not really a racial issue. It was an economic issue, basically. It happened in all racial backgrounds. In India, there was slavery. In America, there was slavery. In Europe, there was slavery. Whoever money had, it was an economic issue. People who had money made poor people slaves, basically. That's what happened. It showed up in different forms. In India, what they did was poor people became slaves or people who had money, and they made the caste system. The different caste system evolved out of that. The people who had money and became powerful and made higher caste out of it, and the people who didn't have money became the lower caste. And the lower caste became, they didn't call them slaves, but they were lower caste. They did the low jobs. So they called the caste system. And the higher caste became the higher caste people. They were godly people. So the lower caste people worshipped and became the godly people. So they had a different system there. In the Western society, they became the slaves and the masters. So that's the only difference. But it's all become economical. The system is economy, basically. It's money. Anyway, Paul wrote a letter while he was in the prison to Philemon. That's what that letter is about. The bottom line is, even though Paul was in prison waiting for his death, his heart was concerned about other people. He had a heart for others. He was writing letters to churches, to Ephesus, to Colossae, and Philippians, to churches concerning their problems, and to Philemon to take another person back. And Onesimus was going to be released. When he was released, he's sending him back to Philemon because Onesimus didn't have any place to go. He was a poor guy, didn't have any place to go, and he says, Philemon, please take him back. He has no place to go. He's a poor guy. He stole money because he didn't have anything to live on. So Philemon, hopefully he had taken him back. So that is what Paul had, a very kind heart. He was a very knowledgeable, learned man, but he had a kind heart. Even when he was waiting in prison and waiting for his death sentence, he was burdened about other people and other churches and praying for them. So he wrote these letters, and Ephesians letter, the letter to Ephesians was one of the prison letters while he was in prison and writing this letter to the church in Ephesus. That's what this letter is. So the letter to Ephesians that we read here today, the first chapter we read here today, is one of the letters called the prison letters. Here, Paul is talking about the people in Ephesus, the church in Ephesus. The church in Ephesus was a church that was built or started in the Gentile society. They were not Jewish background. They were from the Gentile background, non-Jewish background. So they were. Paul is encouraging them that even though you are not from Jewish background, you are as chosen by God, as valuable as Jewish people to God. There is no Jewish or Gentile according to God. So that is what Paul is encouraging them. It is not based on anybody's merit or works, as Romans 9 Paul says it does not matter or depend on human desire or effect, but only because of God's mercy that you are saved. That's what Paul is telling them. Not based on anybody's merit. God has chosen everybody. So in this whole paragraph that we read, there are so many things that Paul is telling them about their salvation. He's telling them God has blessed us. God has chosen them. God has predestined them. God has adopted them. God has redeemed them. God has forgiven their sins. and he has marked them, and he has guaranteed an inheritance for them. So he's telling them a list of things about the people of God. When you come to Jesus Christ, God is giving them so many things. In this one paragraph, he's talking about so many things that God is giving them. God has chosen them. God has guaranteed them an inheritance. God has predestined them. God has blessed them and given them a new identity. So when you come to Christ, you are a chosen people. Chosen not because of any of your merits, but because of God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
That is what God is encouraging them to understand. Even though you are not of Jewish background, you are from a Gentile background, you are as good or as valuable as Jewish people. So don't consider that you are any inferior or superior from any other people.
Amen.
Because God doesn't consider anybody superior or inferior because of your background. God has chosen not because of anybody's merits. So imagine an artist. You know, we had some art class that Wayne conducted here. When we were having that class, I was watching everybody, and Wayne also was teaching the class. When we were drawing several pictures, he asked us to draw certain pictures. You can draw any picture you want. Based on what picture, you go and select a canvas.
Okay.
And everybody go and look at some of the canvases that there. There are some different sizes, mm-hmm. and different backgrounds. And you want to draw a particular picture, you go select a particular canvas.
Okay.
And there are several canvases there, like the frames. And everybody goes and select one canvas. Depending on what picture you want to draw, you select the canvas. It is not because the canvas is any better, mm-hmm. it is because the particular picture you want to draw, you select the canvas.
Okay.
That is what the importance is. It is not because the canvas is any better or any valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It is the picture that you want to draw makes the difference.
Oh, amen.
Each of us has a particular value for God. And if I want to be Lou, I can be Lou. There's no way I can be Lou. Because God wanted Lou to be in a particular place, in a particular world, that she can be used. And I can be that person. And somebody told me, like I was in high school, you know, H2O is water, right? And if it is H2O tells me that I want H2O2, you know, hydrogen peroxide, it's completely different.
Amen.
If you want H2O, you can drink, right? If you get H2O2, what happens? Go to the drugstore and try it. And H2O2 has two oxygen. Oxygen is good, but if it is out of place, it's toxic.
Amen.
So that is what it is up to God, who is good for what place. Right? So everybody has a place that God values. No matter where you are from, God has chosen you for a particular place. So don't look at others and say, why am I not him? Or why am I not her? Everybody has a place that God has chosen for us. That is what God is telling the church in Ephesus, that even though you are from Greek or Gentile background and Jewish people are different, don't look at them. Look at who you are and look at where you are placed. You have a ministry where God placed you.
Amen.
God has placed us as a very small church in this community, and we have a place for us here. even though there are other churches in this community, why are we here in a small church? There is a place for us. There is a purpose for it. That's what God has chosen. And in Ephesians also, in James, in the book of James, we read that God has chosen us even before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Even before the foundation of the world, God has chosen each and every one of us. Even before the foundation of the world. He had a plan for us. We are not here by accident. It is not by accident that each of us are here. Mm-hmm. So God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. So the theology, all of these things that Paul is teaching us in this one paragraph is very powerful, very profound. And then he is saying that he chose us before the foundation of the world, and he planned us to be redeemed from our condition through Christ. In the verse 7 through 12 that we read, that redeemed by Christ, by the forgiveness of our sins. And the cost of redemption is very high that he paid, because he sent his own son to this world. Even though salvation is free, the cost of salvation is very high. Salvation is free. Does that mean free means it's not? Free doesn't mean that it doesn't have any value.
Right.
Sometimes we see that if something is free, doesn't mean that it's not valuable. The cost of redemption is very high. It's a price that has been paid. The price of that salvation is the price of the life of Christ. It has been paid by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we read in 1 Peter chapter 1. We read that, you know that it was not with the perishable things, such as silver or gold, that we were redeemed. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God without blemish or defect. So Christ paid the ultimate price that we ought to pay. In the place that we had to die, Christ took on that death.
Yes.
So he redeemed through the blood of Christ. And not only that, we are sealed with the power of the Holy Spirit as a deposit. That's what we read here. Our inheritance in Christ is secure because we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is our guarantee, is our down payment, that nobody can take our salvation away from us.
Amen, amen.
Not only that he redeemed by the blood of Christ, but also it is sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Once we are saved, God has sealed it with the power of the Holy Spirit, who is living in us today.
Amen.
It is
Amen.
Something nobody can take away from us. It is sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have been adopted by that power and sealed forever. Once we are children of God, we are not taken away by any spirit or any other devil
Amen.
In this world.
Amen.
We have been adopted into the family of God. A Sunday school teacher had two new boys in her Sunday school. And in order to register them, she asked them their ages. and asked them their ages, and both of them said 7 years. And their birthdays were, one of them said April 8, 1986, and the brother said April 20, 1976. April 8 and April 20. Two brothers. How can that be? April 8 and April 20 of the same year? Two brothers? Can it happen? And she was baffled. I said, how can that happen? And then, that's impossible, she said. And how can that be? And then one of them said, well, we are adopted. And the boys looked at each other and said, who is adopted? And then they looked at each other. And he said, who is adopted? And they didn't say anything. They looked at each other. And then one of them said, well, teacher, we asked our dad some time ago, and he said, whenever we asked our dad, he says, look, we love you. That's all he says. And he says, I couldn't remember. That's what God does. God adopted us. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who is what and where he come from.
Right,
we are all
man.
Children of God. He doesn't remember our past. He forgives our sins and he wipes the past away. He cleansed our sins as white as snow. It says that he cast away our sins in the depth of the sea. And then he puts a no fishing sign there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. People go and try to fish it out.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah. You're trying to do it.
There are people who want to fish out our sins in the past. Oh, you did that. You did that.
Yes.
But God doesn't do that. He forgets. He forgives. That's what God does. So consider that. As children of God, we are chosen. We are chosen, we are forgiven. And we are predestined before the foundation of the world was laid.
Amen.
And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit for a destiny of eternity. As children of God, we are forever children of God, with the promise of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 133, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. If you are able, please stand. God, we are chosen, redeemed, and sealed by the Holy Spirit. It should lead us to a life of gratitude, worship, and living for the praise of God's glory. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.